Welcome to the Self Love Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Melanie Monaco and I am your host. I am a master self-love coach. I train and certify self-love coaches, and I also support spiritual entrepreneurs on their journey to manifesting beautiful, abundant, heart-centered businesses. I hold numerous certifications in topics like archetypal psychology, intuitive eating, energy healing, integrative nutrition, and more. But my mission is to help people cultivate more self-love and experience more magical lives. Self-love empowers us with the tools to not only love and accept ourselves unconditionally, but to expand our compassion to others as well. My definition of self-love is alchemizing life's challenges by transmuting our pain into purpose, by using obstacles as an opportunity for deepening our self-awareness and our personal development. In this podcast, I will be sharing insight and inspiration for your own healing journey and connecting with other amazing guides in our community as well. My hope is that at the end of each episode, you feel inspired, empowered, and hopefully you have some revelations or breakthrough moments too. I'm so grateful that you're listening. I hope you enjoy.
All right, Megan, I'm so excited to have you here for this interview. I want to dive in and have you share just a little bit about yourself and what your most exciting offerings are that you're creating as a coach.
So my name is Megan, and I work with millennial women who struggle with low self-esteem, confidence, low self-worth, maybe chronic people-pleasing, anxiety. Maybe they're stuck living in their past or afraid to speak or live in their truth. Overall, just women who want to live more mindfully and be authentic to themselves, gain confidence, and find their inner peace.
I love that so much. So where did all of that come from for you?
For me, it was that I was struggling with like my outside relationships and, like friends, family, romantic relationships. I also, you know, just became a mother just 2 years ago. And I was kind of fighting with that as well because, of what like I was raised with and like how I was raised. And I just realized that like something needed to change, and I knew that the change needed to come from within like myself, and I needed to heal the relationship I had with me in order for it to go outside of me and heal those other relationships. I was also struggling with, you know, like putting on a mask around certain people and not just being like my full self, because I struggled with self-acceptance. And I felt like it was really like affecting like my quality of life, because I wasn't feeling like I was having genuine connection. But then I stumbled upon your program, and at first like I didn't feel like things were happening for me in my inner world, but then it was just like as time went on, I like could feel the changes happening inside, you know.
So what were some of the changes and transformations that have been most potent for you?
Well, especially as a mother, because like I've struggled with like aggression and stuff like that as a teenager. And that's what I mean by like reliving in your past, because yeah. I didn't want that affecting the way I raised my child. Yeah. And so in the beginning of like just becoming a mother, it was really hard for me. I felt like really alone. And I just didn't really know what I was doing. I would get really aggravated with myself and frustrated, and it would come out to the people around me and even like my child. And so just like within these 7 months, like I've been able to like collect myself and manage my emotions and the way I act and the way I speak, and I'm more aware of it. And it's just been like a real game changer for me.
Wow, that's huge. Because I mean, there is really nothing like motherhood to make you confront your your stuff. But what a gift that is too, right? To be able to become more aware and conscious of how we're showing up so that we can show up more intentionally for our children. And I love that you've had that experience so much. So what would you say have been some of the most pivotal tools for you in terms of learning to regulate your emotions?
I would say that, like, I've been really tuning into embodiment, mindset, and breath work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never thought like intentional breathing would be as important to me as it is now.
Yeah.
And I love embodiment because, like, there's roles bestowed upon us, like becoming a mother. And mm-hmm. as I said, like, I was fighting it at first. But you know, I realized throughout this program that, like, we get to choose who we want to be. And I chose that I wanted to be a calm, kind, compassionate, patient mother. And I was able to really, like, own that title and was able to embody that. But again, like, it wasn't just that I wanted to be like that as a mother. I wanted to be like that overall, like with everyone and everything.
I'm curious just with how, you know, having done this work and gotten to where you are at now, what does that look like for how you're building your business and showing up as a coach?
Well, in the beginning, I was kind of like comparing myself to other coaches, and I felt like an imposter or like a copycat or something like that.
Right.
But like going through the program, realizing that we all do have like a different light to shine. And like, even though we have maybe the same like information to offer, I could be that one person where they see it or hear it and it clicks for them. So yeah. I really just held on to that. And then doing the work on my own has just built like an amazing amount of like self-trust. So like I just trust myself, and I just keep reminding myself that if I keep showing up and doing the work, that someone somewhere will hear my message and want to sign up for my programs.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's so real. And I love how vulnerable you are with sharing your story. It's such a important way to build trust with others, because it does show much how it does show how much we trust ourselves too, when we're able to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. I think self-trust facilitates a lot of that. Well, is there anything else that you want to share with those who will be watching this interview?
Right now, I'm just focusing on the one-on-one program. It's either like a 3 or 6 month program, all having to do with the self-love roadmap, because I really think that's like a great place to just start, especially for people who like aren't very aware of like this type of work. Because it was a great starting point for me, because it's like all about yourself and like focusing on yourself and like really getting to know yourself. And, you know,
yeah. I just want to thank you so much for your time and for, sharing your story and your vulnerability.
Yeah. Thank you.